when they're first introduced, they have, you know, ample habitat available to them, and they obviously start at a low number of animals, and their nutrition is really high. They have really high levels of reproduction, and their populations grow dramatically. And so that's what we think is happening with these expanding populations that we see down in Colorado, for example. Whereas across the state of Wyoming, we have a lot of populations that have been established for as little as 30 years, some more around 80 years, but others that naturally established themselves back in the mid-1800s or the turn of the 19th century. And so what we suspect that part of what's happening here is that some of these new populations, the reason they're able to grow rapidly despite some unfavorable climatic conditions we've observed, such as drought over the past 10 years or so, is because they just have ample resources, lots of willow and other riparian vegetation that despite the drought, they're able to use these ample resources to carry their reproduction and survival. Whereas in these older populations that have already sort of matched their population size with the habitat that's available, in years of drought, the plant production is so little that they can't maintain their reproduction and survival through those years.